This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, a little bit earlier, I mentioned that Dan Crenshaw is amongst the most corrupt in Congress when it comes to insider trading, which Pelosi and he and others declare they're allowed to do. But is that really the case? No, I'll say it. Dan Crenshaw and Nancy Pelosi beat S&P 500 bigly. There's only in all of Congress a few people ahead of him. John Curtis, Fritz Hill, Brian Mast. But he's tied with Nancy Pelosi and Dan Crenshaw. In fact, Crenshaw's, I guess, a micron ahead of her. So Dan Crenshaw is ahead of Nancy Pelosi when it comes to insider trading and record profits. Wow, that is a record you really don't want. You got to stay up 20 hours a day, even with insider knowledge, with this list of scammers to get that high. That's why I own no stock. When the Democrats have sued me literally 40-something times, they're like, where's the secret stock? Where's the secret money? Where's the secret deals? I'm like, you didn't get it, did you? There's no money. It all goes to the war. It's a stab to you. It's a weapon. It's not your little pedophile ass-kissing system. It's your destruction. It's the weapon. That's what it is. Not little Crenshaw with his little patch acting tough up there, all with the establishment screwing everybody over and waddling around talking about how tough he is all day. That's not our mission. Our mission is to ignite the human awakening. Our mission is to crush the New World Order. Our mission is to launch the next level of human exploration into the interstellar realm. And we will succeed in all the frauds and all the fakes and all the New World Order pumps and pimps and minions like Dan Crenshaw and Barack Obama and Joe Biden will be defeated. Because they already know they sold out to evil. They already know they're frauds. They already know. But they believe in their heart of hearts that if they can just dominate us, if they can just enslave humanity and attack our families and attack our children and sacrifice enough children and put enough people on fentanyl and brainwash enough people and put enough 5G up and cause enough cancer, that somehow they'll be elevated from the lowest of the low. But no amount of medals and no amount of pageantry will ever lift them above the level of what they are. Because you could stick and say that it was a filet mignon. It's not. And so they can put little, they can dress up who they are all day long. They can fluff themselves up and wear royal robes and strut around. God hates them. And whether it's Barack Obama or whether it's Hillary Clinton, or whether it's Lord Rothschild, or whether it's the Queen of England, they are cut off from God for eternity, and they will be destroyed. The only question is, will we let them drag us into that spider hole with them? We will let all their brainwashing and all their fear and all their garbage do that, or will we stand firm now for humanity and say no? Choose wisely, because all you've got in this universe is your choice, your free will. You know, when I take off, I always come back stronger. And I want to be on air. I just don't want to be mean. So we'll see if I'm back tomorrow. But I probably won't be able to. And I got to decide to do what to do with InfoWars, where we're going to go from here. Some big decisions. I'll try my best. All right. Paul Joseph Watson from his Britannic Majesty's, London, England. I mean, that's where that badass Prince Charles lives. Whoa! He's about to take over. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Summit.News Studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Real live, it is the Summit News Hour on this 11th January 2022, and we are going to talk about the big outrage, the big scandal currently unfolding in the United Kingdom, which again is complete hot air, complete misdirection, complete nonsense. News of yet another garden party piss-up at 10 Downing Street involving potentially the Prime Minister, at least 100 of his staff, violating lockdown rules during the first lockdown when everyone else was told they couldn't see their parents, when they couldn't go out. Another one of those instances has been revealed. Everyone's up in arms about it. The same media that's dehumanized, discriminated against, monstered unvaccinated people, which should be the real outrage, is telling them to be outraged over this Downing Street party that took place nearly 2 years ago. Our impulses once again are being redirected. I'm going to get onto that though in the second segment, because first I want to talk about this. Basically, a lot of indications suggest that the pandemic is finally coming to an end and that it is becoming endemic. But they don't really want you to talk about that. The technocrats are loath to relinquish their grasp on this smorgasbord of tyranny, power and control that they've enacted, that they've exploited as a result of this pandemic. Yet the facts are the facts. Daily Mail headline, COVID is now killing half as many people per day as a bad flu year. No, don't say that. As experts say, pandemic will be on the brink of becoming endemic after Omicron wave subsides. Daily COVID deaths, again, this is in the UK, are currently running at less than half the expected rate in a bad flu year. Oh, what? So now it's really just the flu, bro? Mail Online analysis suggests, as experts claim UK is finally on the brink of beating the pandemic, there are growing calls for number 10 to learn to live with COVID. No, don't say that. We need to be like New Zealand and Australia, where they find a bunch of like three outbreaks and panic and lock down entire cities of 500,000 people. Right now, just 130 people dying from coronavirus every day in England. What is believed to be the peak of the Omicron outbreak compared to 1,300 last January? Bear in mind the esteemed government experts of Sage, who have been relied upon and trusted before every single lockdown in the United Kingdom, their much trusted advice that has turned out to be spectacularly wrong and inaccurate on every single occasion. Before this Omicron wave, as little as a month ago, they were saying there'd be 3,000 to 5,000 deaths from Omicron, which has basically turned out to be a cold in the UK every single day. Right now, on average, it's 130 a week, or a day, sorry, on average. They said it would be 3,000 to 5,000. Not just a little bit wrong, quite a long ways wrong, and yet these people are still in positions of power. Daily deaths have barely moved since the start of autumn, despite infection rates more than quadrupling over the same time. Obviously, this is Omicron. It's much weaker. It's becoming endemic. and then compare it to a bad flu season, which we had in 2017-18, where there were more than 400 influenza deaths per day. Yes, flu does still exist. Remember when they told us a year ago that flu had ceased to exist? Well, apparently it's back, and it's even worse than Omicron. So we had 400 influenza deaths per day during the bad flu season in 17-18. We've now got fewer than half of people dying. Omicron is making the coronavirus become endemic. Telegraph reports, time to live with COVID and treat virus like the common cold, says welcome. This is Britain's biggest independent funder of medical research, which says the restrictions can no longer be medically or economically justified. We've still got these restrictions in place. We've still got vaccine passports for some venues. We've still got mask mandates in schools that are literally stunting kids' cognitive development. All still in place, and yet Britain's biggest independent funder of medical research has called the coronavirus to be, quote, treated like the common cold. I mean, this is some dangerous anti-vaxxer-style medical misinformation, if ever I heard it, from the biggest funder of medical research in Britain. How dare they? Welcome, whose director, Sir Jeremy Farrar, quit the government SAGE committee last autumn. We'll invest the cash over the next decade to help combat new COVID variants. I'm sure they've got plenty of those lined up. But he said, I don't think it can mean going back into regular lockdowns because it's just not economically viable. We don't do that for the flu. We don't do that for the common cold. Yeah, this is what we were saying 18 months ago, and finally now it's in the mainstream media. This headline from Summit.News, CDC admits over 75% of COVID deaths were people who had at least four comorbidities. What? Oh my God. Nobody was talking about this 18 months ago. Oh yeah, everyone was. But now the CDC admits it, so now we're allowed to talk about it. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky acknowledged that over 75% of COVID deaths were people who had at least four comorbidities and were unwell to begin with. You mean COVID predominantly just kills old people who are already ill? No! We knew that from the start! And yet we had these polls. And I think I mentioned it in this article right at the end. They conducted a poll, this polling firm, Keck CNC, at the end of summer 2020, when the actual number of people in the United States who had died from coronavirus was less than 155,000 at that time, summer 2020. This polling firm found that on average, people in America, the average American, thought that it had killed 9% of the population, which would equate to 30 million people. That was in summer last year, proving once again mass formation psychosis, which of course the fact checkers have said is now a conspiracy theory, just like they said the Wuhan lab leak was a conspiracy theory. You can trust them. But the CDC is now acknowledging the overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%. Other barometers of this, by the way, say it's over 95%. Occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities, so really these are people who are unwell to begin with. Now we're allowed to talk about it because this CDC individual's talking about it, even though we knew about it 18 months ago. But this has led to some panic. Daily Skeptic reports coronavirus is nowhere near endemic, says WHO. World Health Organization has warned people not to think that it might be about to end. Don't, quote, rely on external forces being placed in order to maintain that stability. So the WHO, with all the power, prestige, and control that it enjoys as a result of this pandemic, seemingly doesn't want it to end. Guess who else doesn't want it to end? It's the media. Video, CNN panics over more people beginning to ignore COVID fear propaganda again. Could it be coming to an end? Could life be going back to normal? No, please don't say that. Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy expressed disbelief and horror that more Americans are beginning to live with their lives normally again. How dare they? After 2 years of media-driven pandemic, panic and fear, Stelter asked the question, is the media out of touch with the public about COVID? Yeah, the media is out of touch with the public about everything, you fool. Darcy added, I think this is an issue because if people are tuning out what's going on in cable news, again, the horror, people tuning out of CNN to get some news on the pandemic that's actually fair and balanced. How dare they? The general population, you know, they're just, you know, ignoring everything and living their lives. What? They're not sat in their bedrooms, cowering in the corner, watching CNN, afraid to go out, while wearing 10 face masks. How dare they? And we're really not getting the information that they need to them. So these are the beginnings of the signs that not only is the pandemic coming to an end with Omicron, nation's vaccine, but the media, for them, the pandemic is not coming to an end. They refuse to let go because of massive increases in ratings, massive increases in corporate advertising and sponsorship, and of course, massive increases in power when it comes to trying to determine the narrative. Shut down dissenters, censor, ban, deplatform their competition via the forum of social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc. So the science kind of suggests that it's coming to an end, but the WHO, the technocrats, and the media, the likes of CNN, are loath to let that reality take hold. We'll be back on the other side. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, the big scandal in the UK as of right now is yet more revelations of Downing Street insiders, government bureaucrats, hosting private garden parties at which 100 people were invited, dozens at least attended. Back in May 2020, during the first lockdown, when people couldn't see their parents, people couldn't see their elderly relatives, their loved ones, impositions on their liberty across the board, of course. They could, at one point, we were told we couldn't sit on a park bench with another person. Meanwhile, throughout that entire time, the government were having private piss-ups in the garden at 10 Downing Street with absolute wanton abandon. Now, is that shocking? Is that an outrage? Yes. Is it a surprise? No. But again, this is about the media redirecting our impulses to tell us what to be outraged about when there are two dozen other things that are more important. Let's go to the video now. This is the Downing Street piss-up. Here is the clip. I'll come back after and talk about it, but here it is. Calls are growing for Boris Johnson to quit after it was revealed that Downing Street hosted a bring-your-own-booze party in May 2020 when the rest of the population was under lockdown. At a time when Brits were ordered to avoid their own family members, 100 government staffers were invited by email to attend the rule-breaking bash. Now, obviously, people have every right to be outraged over this. But where have you been for the past 18 months? Why are you angrier over a garden party piss-up than the utter devastation lockdown and corona restrictions have had on our society? Because the media says this is what you're allowed to be outraged about? The same normies up in arms about this dutifully clapped the NHS for months on end, even while hundreds of thousands of people were being denied critical cancer screenings and other treatment. There was still plenty of time for those TikTok dance routines, though. Many of those people who were denied treatment subsequently died or are now dying. Where was the outrage then? These same people slavishly supported school closures, social distancing and mask mandates that literally left children cognitively stunted. They cheered for communist-style lockdown measures that resulted in soaring mental health problems, alcoholism, an atomization. Where was the outrage then? You all bowed, genuflected and complied, while livelihoods were being ruined as small businesses, pubs, restaurants all went bust. You said nothing. You went along with it as families were torn apart at Christmas. That's what you should have been outraged about, but for the past 2 years, you vehemently lobbied for all of that. Now you're mad because some bureaucrats got drunk at a garden party. Give me a break. We tried to warn you from the beginning when it became clear that those making the rules weren't following them. Professor Neil Ferguson, whose notoriously inaccurate modelling was the foundation for the first lockdown, spent much of the first lockdown travelling back and forth across London to shag his married mistress in complete violation of it. He didn't take it seriously, and he was the one claiming that 500,000 people would die without lockdown. This was revealed in the same month that this garden party took place, May 2020. Where was the outrage then? That's when we were making the point over and over again. If this virus was so dire, so deadly, that it required the unprecedented action of placing millions of healthy people under de facto house arrest, why were the very same people making those claims and then making the laws to enforce it so blasé about not following the rules themselves? We made that point
until we were blue in the face.
And where was the outrage then?
No one listened. They all just kept feverishly demanding the very same people impose more restrictions on them.
Lock me down harder, Daddy!
In fact, the people most peeved about Boris and friends violating lockdown
only want him gone so they can vote in another government that would have locked us down to an even harsher degree.
Where's the outrage over vax passports?
They're infinitely more odious and more dangerous than Boris and pals having a naughty knees up.
Yeah, he introduced them with barely a whimper of dissent.
Where's the outrage over unvaccinated women in Scotland being denied IVF treatment?
Literally banned from breeding over a medical choice.
Where's the outrage over the unjabbed being vilified, brazenly discriminated against and openly dehumanized as some kind of animal underclass?
A demonization campaign spearheaded by the same media that tells us to be outraged about this instead.
There are 24 different things to be more outraged about. Things that actually matter.
Yeah, as per usual, our impulses are being redirected by mass social engineering.
And the normies fall for it every single time.
So again, the media in the United Kingdom has absolutely no right to claim the moral high ground on anything, has absolutely no credibility when it comes to deciding or nudging what people should be outraged, defended over, when they've overseen the biggest cover-up of the major issues relating to coronavirus. Number one, the lab leak, which they colluded with social media to claim was a conspiracy in the early days, and then the complete vilification, demonization of people who choose not to take the vaccine, which is far more of an outrage by a factor of 10,000 than some government bureaucrats having a lockdown violating garden party. I'm sorry, but it just is. I mentioned it briefly there as well. Lockdown, which the media lobbied for vehemently, which the journalists asked no harsh questions of government bureaucrats at every single press conference for the past 18 plus months. Lockdown is a creation of the media. That's why you saw all those polls with huge numbers of people supporting it, at least for the first year, because they were completely brainwashed and socially engineered by the media to do so. They have zero credibility. People should be outraged about the devastating impacts of lockdown. For example, 740,000 urgent cancer care referrals in the UK missed because of lockdown. And as the cancer expert Richard Sullivan, Professor Richard Sullivan said, the missed health screenings because of cancer and all these other horrible illnesses are going to cause, over the next 5 years, more deaths than deaths from coronavirus itself. That is a way bigger issue. That's a real issue, a real matter that people should really be outraged about. But because the media redirects their attention in unison, it's a side issue and nobody really cares about it. Meanwhile, Twitter pushes fact check claiming there's no evidence of mass formation psychosis. Yes, the fact checkers have spoken. Of course, this is after Dr. Robert Malone's appearance on Joe Rogan, in which he said that the response to coronavirus, especially from the population, this manic zeal, this feverish relish for lockdown restrictions, for mask mandates and so on, for a leader to push them in that direction, for it not to be questioned, all the clear signs of mass formation psychosis. But Reuters, on whose board sits a Pfizer board member, by the way, says there's just no evidence of it. I mean, it's not as if the UK government literally admitted to using, quote, totalitarian tactics of behavioural psychology and mind control to push the population into supporting the first lockdown, when their own actuaries, their own studies beforehand, suggested that without that mass propaganda campaign, it wouldn't have worked. It's not as if they literally admitted that in their own documents, and people have written books about it months and months ago, is it? Oh yeah, it is, but they didn't include that on the fact check. And in fact, one of the experts quoted in the fact check admitted that governments do, quote, use nudge, encourage and cajole and motivate people to do the right thing, otherwise known as social re-engineering, otherwise known as propaganda. So the very guy they cite in issuing this fact check disproves the fact check itself. Incredible. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So, of course, they banned Dr. Robert Malone at the back end of last year off of Twitter. He then goes on the Joe Rogan show, which has, an audience 6 times the size of CNN, talks about mass formation psychology, this idea that the population's hypnotized, brainwashed to slavishly not only comply with, but lobby for their own imprisonment. And then we get the leaders that dutifully follow through on that. They banned Dr. Robert Malone, so he can't respond to it. Then they try out their fact checkers, the same people who said that the Wuhan lab leak was a conspiracy theory, even as Dr. Anthony Fauci was trying to cover it up for his friends. They try out the same people to say that mass formation psychosis is just another conspiracy theory. We fact-checked it. It's not happening. Now, they cited an individual, Jay Van Bavel, who in his work admitted that governments do indeed use behavioral psychological brainwashing to nudge people into compliance, into mass subservience, which is what happened in the UK and which is what these government bureaucrats had to admit to. Was later part of Laura Dodsworth's book called A State of Fear. She got the documents proving that they, quote, use totalitarian tactics of psychological brainwashing and mind control to socially re-engineer the British public into acquiescing to, into submitting, caving in to lockdown restrictions, which they otherwise would have never have done. And what was one of the main methods of ramming that through? Over-exaggerating the threat posed by COVID-19. Which is why we saw those polls that I talked about again in the earlier segment, where, for example, in America, the average American in summer 2020, when 155,000 people had died of coronavirus in America, thought the actual number was 30 million because the threat of the virus had been grossly over-exaggerated by governments as part of this mass formation psychosis method of control of ensuring that people complied and submitted on a giant scale. So again, for the fact checkers, who at this point are basically no more than Winston working in the Ministry of Information in 1984, they literally use the guy who admits that they use mass formation psychosis and behavioral psychological mind control and manipulation as part of the fact check to say it doesn't exist. Incredible. Many Twitter users, this is reclaimthenet.org, by the way, Twitter fact check mass formation psychosis. Many users highlighted the irony of quoting an expert who supports the use of behavioral nudges to manipulate people's behavior in a fact check that claims there's no evidence of mass formation psychosis, a theory that suggests people can be hypnotized and led anywhere. Jack Posobiec tweeted, it's just psychological behavior nudging, totally different. Translation, the same experts media who are credibly accused of creating, enabling the mass formation psychosis would like to assure us that no such reality exists. That was John Ziegler of Meteorite Senior Columnist, and exactly, these are the same fact checkers who said the Wuhan lab leak was a dangerous racist conspiracy theory, even as Dr. Fauci was covering up the very real probability that coronavirus came as a result of the leak from the Wuhan lab. But again, mass formation psychosis, governments psychologically manipulating their own populations, doesn't exist, isn't happening. Oh, and by the way, the Financial Times reports, psyops are a crucial weapon in the war against disinformation. They talk about Sweden using psychological operations in the context of coronavirus to convince their own population of the official narrative behind coronavirus, which, of course, at the start of the pandemic, was that it was this gigantic threat. A piece of propaganda which they now admit was over-exaggerated because they were desperate for people to comply. So they, on the one hand, they said they fact-checked it and said it doesn't exist, and yet today the FT is literally reporting Swedish government using psyops against their own population in the context of coronavirus. Oh, and by the way, all the questions about the Wuhan lab leak, about the vaccine side effects, about COVID passports, all that information, all that dissent is being sown by the Russians. Yes, they've dragged back from the dead that zombie conspiracy theory of the Russian government being behind everything that undermines the official narrative behind coronavirus. Of course, citing a conspiracy theory that doesn't exist to justify extinguishing information that they deem to be a conspiracy theory, when the actual conspiracy theory is this idea that the Kremlin is behind everything when it clearly isn't. I don't think the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin is responsible for all those footballers mysteriously and suddenly collapsing, some of them dying in the middle of football pitches, is it? Is that some kind of deep fake technology that the Kremlin has created to make us think that all these footballers are just mysteriously suddenly collapsing at the height of peak physical condition? Or is it actually happening? But again, they say it's a fact check. They say that this never happened. Governments never brainwashed their populations. And yet we know for a fact that they did. To over-exaggerate the virus to make them comply. And on that subject, headline, summit.news, Professor, COVID survival rate for under 20s is 99.9987%. Now, bear in mind, this was before the vaccines were rolled out. So this is unvaccinated people who catch COVID. This is their infection fatality rate. Under the age of 20, 99.9987%. Bear in mind that governments across the West are desperately lobbying, and in many countries making it mandatory, if you want to get a job, if you want to go to a bar, if you want to see a movie in a cinema, even if you want to go to a shopping mall in some countries, making it mandatory to get a vaccine in New York for children, but in all these other countries for young people as well, when their chance of dying from COVID, or the survival rate if they catch COVID, is 99.9987% chance. Now, in my age group, 30 to 39, it's 0.021%. I'm going to take the risk of not dying if I catch COVID, which is, again, 0.21%, 0.021%. That's my risk of dying from COVID. I'm going to take that chance. I'm not going to get a vaccine, which has all these potential side effects. I'm going to take my chances. He's published this data, and he actually points to the infection fatality rate in older people as well. It says for those above 70 not in a care home, it was 2.9%, rising to 4.9% for all over 50s. This means that even for the elderly, more than 95% of people over the age of 70, again, this was before the vaccines, survive COVID. 97.1% when considering those not in a care home. Again, we talked about these numbers at the start of the pandemic, but now as this information increasingly becomes saturated in the media, where some of them are now trotting this kind of information out as a mea culpa, now suddenly it's acceptable to talk about it. We were talking about COVID survival rates in March, April 2020, making the point the lockdown will kill more people, it will devastate society way more than what they should have done, which was protect the vulnerable and leave the healthy people to go about their business. But even the most vulnerable, according to this professor, top epidemiologist John Ioannidis, this is a Stanford study, even over 70s not in care homes before the vaccine had a 97.1% chance of survival, even if they caught COVID. But again, because they wanted us all to comply, to agree with lockdown, not to question any of it, the propaganda, the mass formation psychosis, which Reuters says doesn't exist, was rolled out on the basis that COVID was this mass killer, that it had a 3 to 5% fatality rate from the beginning, even before the vaccination program. That was complete bunk. But why is it only acceptable to acknowledge that now, 18 months later, and all this damage later? Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
I'm going to get to these final videos here in the last segment because we didn't get a chance to go to them earlier. First one is UK man gets police visit for saying trans rights are boring. We saw the treatment of Harry Miller, who won his high court case back just a couple of weeks ago. Of course, he was the person who committed the grave hate crime of retweeting a funny limerick about transgender people on Twitter. The police not only visited him, tried to arrest him, tried to charge him, they intimidated his workplace, they basically put him on media trial as well. This is what happens in the UK where thousands of people per year are arrested for offensive tweets. Here's another example of that. UK man gets police visit saying trans rights are boring. Here's the clip. A parish councillor in the UK got a police visit and was threatened with arrest. Why? For sharing a Facebook post that said, quote, trans rights are boring. No, this is not the Babylon Bee. Parish councillor for Surrey Heath, Andrew Wilgoth, posted this image which showed trans campaigners with an altered sign that read, trans rights are very boring, we love TERFs. TERFs, otherwise known as trans exclusionary radical feminists, is a pejorative for people who still believe that women should have their own protected spaces. Oh my god, how dare they? The post was so mundane that not even Facebook, which deletes historical quotes and Bible passages,
sought to censor it. But after some bedwetting hall monitor working for Surrey Heath Council reported Wilgos to the police, two cops showed up at his house.
Oh no, someone made fun of the message.
Arrest them quick. The idiotic thought police told Wilgos to attend an interview at the station the next day, or he'd be arrested. The dastardly thought criminal was facing a public order offence and 6 months in prison, but wisely refused to dignify the farce with any degree of credibility and refused to show up for the interview. Police subsequently dropped the issue after presumably someone with a scintilla of common sense looked into the matter. It's just thought policing. The police are supposed to be protecting us from harm, not bothering people at home over trivial things, said Wilgos. They have no justification for harassing me at home and no jurisdiction over what I can share on an online platform owned by a US corporation. Facebook don't even seem to think the post was against their guidelines, so what is the problem about expressing a view? If this was some random one-off incident, then it would be comical. But such scenarios are commonplace in the UK. We previously highlighted the case of a 50-year-old mother in Scotland who was charged with a transphobic hate crime and faced up to 2 years in prison after she retweeted an image of a suffragette ribbon. After contacting his employers, Humberside Police interrogated the man and told him to, quote, check his thinking after he retweeted a limerick that offended a transgender person. Harry Miller recently won a Court of Appeals verdict to have the non-crime hate incident overturned. Under the banner of so-called hate incidents, police are obliged to investigate if any protected group claims that they were offended. A law that is naturally routinely abused by bedwetters in said protected group. To think that saying women have a right to their own spaces is some kind of vicious hate crime. It isn't. And there's enough serious crime for police to deal with. But they seem increasingly more interested in just harassing the general public for making a mockery of the regime and its messaging.
Being offensive is an offense.
No, it isn't. It's the lifeblood of free speech in a healthy society. So please stop intimidating people over harmless satirical Facebook posts and catch some real criminals. And again, the numbers are shocking. Police arrest an average of 9 people a day in the UK, 3,395 a year, over offensive things they posted on the internet under Section 127 of the Communications Act. Where it says it's illegal to intentionally, quote, cause annoyance, inconvenience, or needless anxiety to another. And then when you include these protected groups, if they're offended, then it's a, quote, hate incident and the police are obliged to investigate it. This is the state of free speech in the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, somebody who's a free speech ended up getting him deplatformed and banned off of every platform imaginable, the iconic Sam Hyde, who has been on this network before, has produced a documentary about another YouTuber, iDubbbz, who sneakily tried to do a Louis Theroux-style hit piece on him, but ended up embarrassing himself when it blew up in his face. Here is the video Sam Hyde punks iDubbbz. Let's roll it. Drama as Sam Hyde humiliates iDubbbz. So long story short, iDubbbz, Ian, who used to make funny, edgy content, but then caved in like everyone else after mass demonetization and the mob took over, visited banned comedy legend Sam Hyde under the auspices of making a fair and balanced documentary. But Hyde and his team knew from the start that this was a bad faith claim and that Ian was there to make a hit piece. iDubbbz is apparently trying to rebrand himself as this Louis Theroux type figure by going around pointing a camera at odious, offensive figures and then trying to put them in awkward, embarrassing situations. But what ended up happening was that Sam and his team trolled iDubbbz to such perfection, maintaining character throughout the entire endeavour, that Ian was the only one who ended up looking awkward and embarrassed.
Where's the security officer? Let's get some fresh air.
And 8 months later, he still refused to release any of the footage. Ian's Louis Theroux act didn't work because, unlike the targets of Louis Theroux, Sam Hyde isn't odious, obnoxious, or hateful. He's funny and genuine. But during a sit-down interview, Ian tried to get Sam to disavow his fan base and grilled him on his supposed alt-right proclivities.
Why did you choose to make a documentary about me?
Well,
basically, it seemed like Ian wanted to squeeze some content out of and have a laugh at Sam Hyde for having
fell off,
but only ended up holding up a mirror to prove that iDubbbz himself had fell off. Having once been the king of original edgy content, he's now reduced to being another hall monitor for the regime. I mean, this is a guy who literally shot to fame by trying to make celebrities say the N-word. Now he's henpecking at Sam Hyde for his supposedly racist comedy.
Like, open mics you've done in the past that are, like, really offensive.
Give me a break. Sam Hyde was banned, deplatformed, cancelled, because he refused to sell out. He refused to amplify the message. And it seems obvious that Ian's deep-seated insecurity and self-loathing at having failed to resist being absorbed by the mob was part of the motivation for this hit piece. The origin story of Ian's resentment towards Sam was also revealed to be a grudge over a 7-year-old
That's not good.
Yeah, why'd you do this to me?
Although the endorsement of his girlfriend's OnlyFans page was both hilarious but simultaneously mortifying, you could be generous towards Ian and say that his drift towards the toxic mainstream was driven by frustration at his inability to platform on YouTube the kind of content he was making in the mid-2010s. But the same forgiveness can't be extended to Ethan Klein or Anthony Fantano.
Is Anthony Fantano?
That guy sucks.
Klein and Fantano made the deliberate, conscious decision to pander to the mob by espousing far-left drivel and ingratiating themselves with the Silicon Valley establishment content with Sam Hyde and throw his friend under a bus before going on to rapaciously celebrate the deplatforming and banning of anyone who didn't kiss his arse. While the once much loved and respected Ethan Klein ditched his anti-SJW shtick as soon as the wind changed direction, started sucking up to Susan Wojcicki, and now intermittently broadcasts his moronic normie political takes to prove to his new masters that he holds the correct high status opinions. And whenever he's called out on his galaxy brain drivel by people like Steven Crowder, he literally runs away from the debate and gets other people to fight his corner, while most recently facing utter humiliation for beefing with Joe Rogan over health issues, while, let's just say, not being in the best shape himself. While iDubbbz may have sold out, Fantano and Klein not only sold out, they became vicious establishment grifters who weaponized their platforms to try to destroy their critics with full establishment support. Which is why it's funny that Sam Hyde, despite being completely ostracized and deplatformed, still makes them all look like utter clowns on a regular basis. While it still remains on YouTube, watch the full Sam Hyde documentary in the description below. There you have it. Let's get into a final news story here, because we've only got about 90 seconds left. And this concerns USA Today, which has hastily deleted tweets about science proving pedophilia is, quote, determined in the womb. They came out with an article and a long Twitter thread about how the pedos just need a bit more understanding and a bit more therapy. The Twitter thread said, quote, "Pedophiles may not have control over the fact that they are attracted to kids. Calling to give them more treatment and therapy, discussing how there was, quote, a misunderstanding about what a pedophile is, and that, quote, not all pedophiles abuse kids. Some of them are okay, guys. Come on. The evidence suggests it's inborn neurological, according to sex researcher and expert on pedophilia, James Canton." Now, of course, there was a massive backlash to this. They deleted all the tweets. These are the same people who justified, not just justified, but lionized Cuties, that nonce movie on Netflix a couple of years ago. They're trying to legitimize pedophilia as just another sexual proclivity that is outside of the pedo's control, because if they can force people to embrace that, they can force them to embrace any kind of moral relativism, and then the kind of sickness that will ensue after that, of course, will bring us to a situation which we can barely dare imagine. That's going to wrap it up. Summit.news, War Room is next. Stay tuned.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.